Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me.
The Rockets Knicks game on ESPN here in the sports bus, so we got all these TVs, and for whatever reason, it's Knicks Rockets, and Sean and I were trying to figure out why, and yeah, it was the game in Madison Square Garden where the Rockets blew a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter. Remember when that was a thing for them? We've forgotten about it, considering all the things that have happened, but they had a problem with fourth quarters. Even when they won games, like the Cavs a couple times, they blew big leads and wound up winning that game because the Cavs missed some free throws down the stretch. And this one, Jalen Brunson went for 42 and 10. And as Sean brought it up during the break, it was the conversation was see what happens when you have a closer. And the Rockets went out and got one. So we'll see how much Kevin Durant changes what they do in fourth quarters going forward. But that's just something that's on television.
Can't they show the 1994 finals or something?
I don't know. I don't.
Why are we showing some February
You want hardwood classics on?
Or sure, you could show this game, but then also show
to remind
game
everyone what an actual game that meant something and how that went between Rockets and Knicks. I don't know. Maybe NBA TV has a policy about what they show,
balance.
When they show. And
teams have to be 500 over the offseason.
And we have to name it Hardwood Classic because it's not in HD. So, so if unless it's part of our Hardwood Classics programming, then we can't show
this
it.
This one's marquee matchup,
which
I think is code for happened 6 months ago.
Yes, and we have a pretty good visual of it as opposed to the graininess of Hakeem doing what he did in Game 7. So that's on TV. We've got all these TVs up here, which made me think about this. With the, I believe, 17 games on for college football today, of course, a bigger slate and more, like, hyped matchups on Saturday and even going into Sunday. What's the plan, Sean? Of course, we've got Texas, Ohio State early. But let's remove Ohio State, Texas from the equation.
Okay.
Are you someone who is watching these games with the boys? We go into a sports bar, watching them at home. It's a new season. But maybe old habits die hard. How are we approaching this year and how we watch games? You got a plan? You got a new place? Maybe that adds to were you in your apartment last football season?
In the middle of the football season. We need a resolution or a definitive resolution on the YouTube TV Fox.
We found out they have a
short term,
so you'll be able to watch your Horns versus Ohio State on YouTube TV this weekend.
It would have been a long day at the sports bar, but or at least an early start at the sports bar, because that was my plan. Had we not gotten any resolution or any long-term deal there. So now I think this is a game I have to watch alone.
Do you think?
I
don't watch important games I care about with people.
11 a.m. is also kind of tough.
I was going to ask, do you think every time they have one of these disputes where a carrier can't get together with the network to make a deal get done, it's like secret money being funneled by Buffalo Wild Wings and other sports bars?
I was gonna say my plan was to go to the Pluckers. That's like 5 minutes from my house.
And there's some executive for all these places going, God dang it, no!
Secret lobby.
Yeah, they're always trying to get, because it feels like these things always pop up right before a season begins, particularly football season.
Yeah, it's when you have the most leverage over the cable provider is because people only have cable providers or streamers because of live sports.
At this point,
the biggest sport is football. So it is a spot where they kind of have them over a barrel. I know This was when Texas played Alabama in 2022. No, 2023. The one in Tuscaloosa, whichever one that was. I think Spectrum and ESPN had a dispute, and that you couldn't watch it if you had Spectrum, which is a big provider in Austin, and you just couldn't watch it. And that one, they actually stood on business, and you just could not watch that game on Jeez. Spectrum in Austin. And then they got it back a week later. But yeah, that's I guess one of the bad outcomes for this. It looks like we avoided that.
Yeah, so it'll be Texas, Ohio State. But so normally, removing a big game that you care about, mm-hmm. we doing the you go someplace with the boys. You go to a sports bar. You just watch them from
home. It's either we normally kind of split in half, where it's like we'll go to Pluckers or we'll go somewhere to watch some game. You know, like one slate, and then we'll watch the rest at one of our places. So yeah, it's a little bit of a mix, depending on what we do, or just honestly where the timing adds up of hey, do we want to watch the what's the night game? LSU
Clemson
game at whatever Chili's or whatever, or do we want to go with lunch and we watch the 2:30 game?
Yeah, there was a time where I did a show at a long, maybe not long forgotten, but a no longer existing station, 1560, where I did weekend shows during football season, and you had but I did them all at sports bars around the city, whether it be Knicks or Buffalo Wild Wings. It's a tough experience when your favorite team is on and you got to try to be coherent on the air.
Yeah.
No
bullpen this week.
Yeah, so yeah.
no bullpen this weekend.
Anyway. There it is. So yeah, for
me, make that announcement.
For me, I'm like you. If there's a game if Miami's on, which they will be on Sunday, that'll be a human-free zone except for me. I don't want to be around people for that game.
It's not always the case, but...
Well, if you're playing UTSA, you could watch that around people.
Well, no, but even, if they play a bigger game, I will be out. Why I don't, prefer it, the playoffs and stuff and the really big games I'll watch by myself or with a small group. But with some of these games, I'll watch a Red River Rivalry or something out. I think the last, 2 years I've watched it... doing a show, basically. So, or if not doing a show, either right before or after a remote.
So I won't fluctuate because the one time I did, we were at a remote and it was during the NCAA tournament. It was during Loyola's great run.
Mm.
Do you know who they beat in their first game?
Miami.
So we were out and about. The John Lance show had ended. This was before I had this time slot, so I was hanging. I didn't want to miss the game.
Yeah, you didn't want to drive.
Yeah, I'd miss an hour of the game. Maybe get home by the time the second half kicks off or tips off. Who knows? So I decided to stay and watch the game. The station had the shows there all day, so I was around watching. People were there, and Miami, being the knuckleheads that they were that year, Bruce Brown and Lonnie Walker on that team. They were up, not comfortably, but up 5 or 6, and looked like, if they didn't screw up, they're going to find a way to win the game. Of course, as I said, knucklehead, so they screwed up. And they gave up a last-second three after missing some free throws, and it led to them being down by 2. Initially, everyone thought it was a buzzer beater. Turned out there was some time on the clock. It did not stop people from doing the upside-down U in my face.
I don't think you can do that for basketball. That's a bit much.
Tell it to the people who aren't Miami fans.
Okay.
So it was a listener who I did not know, who threw it in my face, and I thought to myself, this is my fault. I broke my rule. The rule is don't watch these games around people. I did it, and I got the worst possible outcome. I got a buzzer beater, a Cinderella in the NCAA tournament, and I got someone I don't know to throw the U down in my face. So never again.
Yeah.
The rules are the rules.
Basically the worst case scenario, along with that they went on – a run to the Final Four, right?
I think they did make the Final Four.
Made the Final Four that year. So
and Sister it, Jean.
You saw that shot over and over again.
Yeah, over and over. Couldn't get away from it. And the memory clearly is in...
of the U in your face.
It has been emblazoned in my brain because it doesn't go away. So, yeah, the rules are the rules. Stick to your rules, whatever they are this year, for the college football / NFL watching experience. Stick to them because when you break them, heartbreak ensues.
I'm not watching Alabama, Florida State. Sorry.
You're not even going to watch the game.
No, oh, no. I might watch just because there's not a ton of competition there.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I mean, the only reason besides
I can stay in my house
besides the Schadenfreude of Florida State getting their ass kicked that I would enjoy. The only reason to watch it for me is at least it's not in Tuscaloosa. If it was in Tuscaloosa, there's no chance of anything good happening as far as a competitive game. Alabama has a new quarterback, a young one with not a lot of experience. Florida State has a guy who's played a lot of football, Thomas Castellanos. Or Castellanos, depending on how you want to pronounce those double L's. He is their quarterback, the former Boston College quarterback, played under Bill O'Brien last year.
Yep. Not afraid of Alabama.
No, continues to talk about, well, maybe he's quieted down now since the game is a couple of days away. But he has talked about how he's going to show Alabama something, and they've responded with, okay, we'll see. So there may be some intrigue there to see if the dual-threat quarterback can give Alabama some problems. And
Alabama 14-point favorites.
Yeah, they're big favorites. If Gus Malzahn is there, he'd rather be the OC at Florida State than being the head coach at UCF. That's tough for the UCF people who've tried to make Big Four a thing in that state. Mm-hmm. When your own head coach says, nah.
I'm good.
And maybe he saw the firing coming down the pike, too, so he decided to go take an OC job. So we'll see what Gus Malzahn does to try to save Mike Norvell's job and if Thomas Castellanos can help him, because Mike Norvell, when Jordan Travis isn't his quarterback at Florida State, has been bad. We'll see if that continues. So that's probably the game where it has, of all the games with big-name teams, that's the one that's least compelling.
Yeah.
I think all the weekend because of what we don't think of Florida State, I guess. We don't think much of them. We'll see if the transfers they brought in this year turn the tide. AJ's got a game tonight. AJ, we're asking Sean about how he's going to watch it. You got the Cougs against the Lumberjacks tonight. Are you watching that from the comfort of your own home, or are you going to watch it with people?
I'm watching it at home, at the crib for sure. I would have probably looked to go if I didn't have to work in the morning, but yeah.
He had an early call this morning.
And he got an early call tomorrow.
So I'm going to go ahead and guess, AJ, that you're going to go home after Paul's show today. And you're going to immediately take a nap.
After Paul's show? He's working Paul's show, too?
Yeah, right? Right,
yeah,
AJ?
Yeah. They
got you from 7 to 3?
Yeah. Probably Jim, right. Nap, eat, and watch the game, probably.
Oh, Jim. Yeah. There we go. No days off.
7 to 3. Joe, what are we doing? I know. A couple of your producer bodies are here, so that's a problem.
Get this man a lunch or
something. Yeah, are you getting anything out of this besides the paycheck? Are they giving you a lunch or something extra? What's Joe up to?
Nah, I mean, I'm just grinding extra, but tomorrow
look, I'm like, I shouldn't have put you in a spot where you have to talk about Joe. I'll talk about Joe. Joe, get that man a lunch.
Yeah, you know what? As co-owners of a fantasy football team together, Joe, I'm making the decision. We're getting. This is maybe outside the bounds of fantasy
probably
football, but we're getting AJ a lunch today.
Yeah, what are we doing? And you got to do this tomorrow too, 7 to 3.
Well, tomorrow 7 to 12.
Only seven to 12. Okay, cool.
I think. There's a BMAC reason why BMAC can't come early.
Got it. All right. We're short on bodies when two of us are here instead of back in studio. So AJ's filling in, doing a great job.
Doing yeoman's work, as they call it.
It's only that word's only used when it's talking about work. Yeoman's work. It's never used at any other time. All right, we'll go. I don't think I've ever heard it. Varmint. No. I don't know if I've heard yeoman other than yeoman's work.
Yeah. No one's like, oh, I have a cousin, you know, he's a yeoman right now, actually.
Yeah, no. Never heard in that context. All right, we'll go to break with that and allow AJ to continue with his yeoman's work. We got a couple more segments to go as we wrap it up here at the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. Of course, we'll be back here tomorrow in the DraftKings Sportsbook. So, a couple more segments, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's Del Olalea.
So my friend KJ, who is of Cougars Tonight fame, speaking of the Cougars, a little later when we were talking to AJ before we went to break, he's laughing at us, pointing out or sympathizing with AJ for us. You know, we're sympathizing with him for working 8 hours in a day, which is generally what everyone does. And Sean, KJ's a former producer himself, so your point you made during the break about how you're kind of chained to the desk, there's nothing you can do. You don't really get breaks because there's, like, at most you can run to the bathroom. There's no lunch.
Yeah, you can't
you don't
even
get an hour between the first half of your shift and the second. KJ acknowledges that, too. You don't realize 8 hours straight producing and engineering is a radio show. It can kind of be tough. And also, you don't get to take your break because there's no break to be had.
And there's no intern. This is, look inside 97.5.
Yeah.
But there's no interns right now because they're either getting trained or, I guess, not there yet. But so he's going to have to podcast 8 hours of.
Yeah. So if you guys.
Of this rambling mess of a show.
If you guys are looking for the John and Lance show, normally without interns, I put it up when I'm back in studio, and it usually gets up online or on Spotify or on Apple by, about 12:20, 12:25. It's going to be a good long wait.
No, it's already up now. It's already up.
Oh, you already got – oh, look at him.
Grinder.
Do not question his abilities.
Grinder.
There it is. So, AJ, getting it done. If you missed anything from the John and Lance show – it's up there for you right now. Okay. The number is 713-780-3776. Got like 30 minutes to go before we're done here today. I did want to let you guys know about Houston Restaurant Weeks. Go to HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com to check out all the good things they're doing. They're partnering with the Houston Food Bank. So what happens for you guys? You look at the list of restaurants, you pick one out that you want to go to, and your dinner and a donation feeds people. So it's like a $55 dinner plus a donation of about $5. That'll feed 15 people, or it'll at least get 15 dinners for people, and so on and so forth. So if you want to go to a great restaurant and get a price that's reasonable for you and also help out the people in the community, that's what Houston Restaurant Weeks is about. So HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com is the website. And that helps Houston Food Bank serve the people in your community and get them a good meal, multiple good meals. So if you want to take part of that, take a look at HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com. So we were randomly talking about the Rockets because they have a game on from this season on TV.
Yep.
Well, a person who will be calling games for Big ESPN, their big games, will be Tim Legler. He's taking over for Doris Burke. So if you didn't like Doris Burke during the finals, ESPN has listened. And Sean pointed out, hey, sometimes – Twitter complaints actually lead to stuff. We know that's the case, and now maybe ESPN's listening. I don't think that Doris Burke got great reviews as the third person in the seat when it came to finals coverage or playoff coverage in general. So ESPN is making a change. Legler is someone that maybe about the scarcity of Legler has improved his profile for real basketball people, because we know what ESPN's about. It's about opinions more so than actual analysis. Well, one of the guys who gets to analyze games and people respect him for it will be in a more prominent role. He'll be on the big team with the Mike Breens of the world throughout the NBA season.
Yeah. Will it be Breen, Richard Jefferson, Legler, or is that just not in the press release? That's fine if it's not. But
I do not know if Richard Jefferson remains on that broadcast team, but we just know that it's been positioned as Legler taking over for.
And normally they'll split them up too for the regular season, just to have an extra team, to have a two man teams instead of 1 3 man team. So it probably won't matter until later in the season anyway. But yeah, it is just another case of you just complain about things long enough, people will be like, all right.
Yeah.
Or the companies will be like, all right, get them to stop complaining about this thing. Now, they will just complain about a different aspect of the broadcast, I'm sure. But, you can just get an easy win, reassign some people, move them around. But, yeah, Legler, huge come up for Legler, who's been doing it for a while.
I imagine, I would assume there's a raise coming for Legler, which is great.
Better be.
But or we riot. But I think part of the thing that made Legler so appealing is he was such a departure from what we normally get from them, from ESPN, and we didn't get him a lot. So when he showed up, it was like, bang, oh, Legler's great.
Yeah.
We want more Legler. We will see if the people really get – when they get what they want, we'll see if they like it.
Yeah, I think NBA fans will be like, okay, we like this change.
Yeah, they're very reasonable.
I think NBA fans
will just stop
complaining about everything.
Yeah, that'll happen. Some Astro news. Jordan's not in the lineup today. So he's back for a couple games, but he's not in the lineup today. Let's not overreact. Let's just assume they're working him back. And he had all those games with the Corpus Christi hooks. It's an off day for Yordan. That's all. That's all. Until we hear otherwise.
Quick
it's just an off day.
Quick turnaround.
Yeah, let's not worry about it. So, yeah, he played deep into the night yesterday, and now it's an early start.
Like
it's a 1:10
o'clock. Yeah, 10 o'clock.
For a baseball player, deep into the night. So we will see. Some other news. Joe Espada said that McCullers will work out in the bullpen in the short term. So he could be available to start the finale against the Angels on Monday, the series finale against the Angels on Monday. But right now,
he's available out of the bullpen.
He's out of the bullpen, which is
feels like this is the equivalent
soft
of
opening, the soft launch.
Soft launch for
McCullers in the bullpen.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, you know, it's something that's been talked about a lot over his time rehabbing. And when in the offseason you look at the Astros roster and you go, there's too much starting pitching. What will they do with all these guys? Because everyone gets amnesia that four guys miss significant parts of every season for every staff, not just the Astros.
Uh-huh.
And that it's always floated that, like, hey, could maybe putting McCullers in the bullpen help them, A, stay healthy, B, help the Astros team. And it's always met with a, well, you know, you can't really do that to them. I mean, McCullers has given voice to it. I think it was this spring training where he said he doesn't want to be a bullpen guy. He's like, I'm a starter.
Yeah.
I'm not a bullpen arm. I play third. No, wait, that was Rafael Devers.
Who plays first now for a different team.
Yes, but I think that this is a little bit of a soft launch of, like, hey, if you're going to contribute during the postseason, like, you're going to be
– you have not done enough.
A bullpen arm.
And even when you came back, you weren't healthy enough to be a guy who is just an established starter. So if we find a way to use you, maybe be happy with that. And as I said – Espada says he may start on Sunday, but right now the starting rotation for their series against the Angels is Javier, Arrigetti, Brown, and to be announced. So we'll see who they land on for the Monday finale of that four-game series. But, yeah, the news, beyond the fact that Yordan's got an off day, no worries, and apparently Espada's fine. He's back. He's talking. If you didn't know, Espada wasn't able to manage last night because of an illness, but he's back.
And Astros team doctors got him feeling right immediately. I don't wish any ill will
on anyone
on Joe Espada, but it would have been funny if Joe Espada ended up missing like four games. You're like, wait, what?
It took
him a little longer.
They thought he had a cold. He wound up with consumption. But no, it appears that Espada
sweating like Doc Holliday in Tombstone.
he doesn't look like how Val Kilmer looked in that movie. It looks like Joe Espada is good to go. Got some fluids in him, some vitamins maybe.
Yeah, got an emergency.
Whatever it takes. He did all the over the counter stuff just to stay away from the Astros doctors to make sure he could be ready to go today. So we'll see who they go with on Monday. But McCullers out of the bullpen. So I guess the question is, with that, do we trust him to do anything more than be maybe someone they handcuff to another pitcher at this point?
Like, I think that's the play is, you know, one of these guys only gives you four innings, whether it's Arrigetti or Javier, who neither of which are like guys that have a history of going deep in these games. It's funny, I don't even mention Jason Alexander.
No, Jason six innings, guaranteed. What are you talking
Pencil
about?
Pencil men right now. But I that's how I would deploy him is like, hey, we can get, you know, four innings out of Arrigetti, two innings out of McCullers, and now we're basically at a normal start or normal good start for a player. Now you're only needing three other bullpen innings.
Yeah, that would make some sense as they try to find their way. Still searching for that. All the specs aside for Jason Alexander, I still think they're searching for their third guy. They would like to land on Alexander as their third guy.
I would feel so much better if Christian Javier took this job by the horns.
Yes.
And maybe he can. There's still enough time where if he has like three good starts, like he would be the game three starter in a hypothetical playoff series.
Yes, Jason Alexander's done enough where where he should not be out of consideration. Yeah. But it feels like one of those things where you're in a fall camp with a college quarterback and you want a particular guy to win the job, but you know you have...
It has to be an open competition, but you want C.J. Carr to win the
job. Yes, you do not want Minchie to win the job because you believe the ceiling is higher with C.J. Carr. And Jason Alexander has probably made it tougher. It's probably... Well, it's a couple of things. Like, Jason Alexander's made an impression, certainly, but also the other guys have performed in a way where it's actually a consideration. Because you would like it to be a meritocracy, but some of it has to do with status. But at this point, the guys have been away for so long, and they've now not pitched well in their return, that they should not be getting preferential treatment. You would like to be give them the third spot because they earn it, as opposed to telling Jason Alexander, yeah, you've been better than them, but...
Yeah,
we think more of their ceiling than you.
And it's not like these guys are Justin Verlander and Clayton Kershaw exactly. Yeah. We're talking about Spencer Arrigetti and Christian Javier, who Javier has pelts on the wall, but Arrigetti, it's like if I'm Jason Alexander, I'm like, well, Spencer Arrigetti proven that I haven't proven. Like we've probably had as many good starts as each other by this point.
When you combine Arrigetti from last year plus this year and Jason Alexander from this year, it's pretty close. If maybe Alexander's ahead at this point, who knows? All right, we'll go to break with that. AJ, I saw the question. Let's get to break right now, and we'll figure some stuff out during the break as we close out the show. So we still have time for you to get in if you want, 713-780-3776. Sean and I at the DraftKings Sportsbook inside the Gold Nugget here in Lake Charles. We'll be back. But first, I want to talk to you about Monument Chevrolet. Monument Chevrolet is in Pasadena, and it's the place you go if you're looking for a great car. It could be new, it could be pre-owned, it could be something for your fleet if you own a business. No matter what it is, they got it for you. The place is like a campus. I've been there a couple of times, talked to the people. Beyond the fact that they're great people, they've got a wide selection. And you can check out that wide selection at monumentchevrolet.com. So see what you're looking for, whether it be a Blazer, a Silverado 1500, maybe a Trax. They have great vehicles for you, and they have a great selection of EV vehicles. The EV Blazer right now is the car of the week. They have that pre-Labor Day employee pricing. So they're giving you a deal on top of the deal. You throw in the 0% financing for 36 months. How much better can you actually do? They've got deals on a variety of cars, and you can see those prices at monumentchevrolet.com. So head on out there, but first go to the website. See the car you want, see the price you want, and then when you get there on site, the prices don't change. The people are great. They make sure you get the best car that you want. So whatever it is, they'll get it to you at a reasonable price and in a reasonable time. Monumentchevrolet.com, remember that website, and also remember this, Chevrolet, together let's drive.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's Del Olalea.
Tough break for John. It's raining pretty hard out there. He's no longer one of the parents from Weapons. He's moved. I don't know how he moved if his arms were outstretched.
As he runs.
Oh, there he is. He's right there. Tough break, John. Raining really hard outside. Tough break. John Granato walks in to the vicinity. Sorry about that, man. Tough break. It's raining really hard. You can actually hear it. I thought golf was on the table for you today.
Yeah. I just can't listen to the show.
He's you were standing outside there. John was standing outside there. He probably if you're looking at us on Twitch, I know the numbers go down when the morning show goes. If you're looking at us for some reason on Twitch or YouTube or Twitter, you saw Granato's nostrils. Hopefully, he's got the man groomer up in there. Unlikely, but you were standing out there for a long time. Not sure why. You just look like you're not going to get this reference because you didn't watch the movie. You look like one of the parents from Weapons who were controlled by a witch. You just stood out there for like 25 minutes. What were you doing out there?
I'm waiting for a poker seat to open up.
Oh, I thought you were waiting for your golf game, but...
No, I was not waiting for a golf game.
But you were just leaning on the wall like a loser.
I should have brought my clubs.
Why? You look like a loser out there.
I look like a loser everywhere.
I don't know.
So what is the difference?
Well, now you're just echoing my thoughts. That's not fair. I can't make my jokes if you're going to say them. So
he did the 8 mile thing.
He did it. Yeah. Hey, he undercut me. I'm Papa Doc over here.
Mom spaghetti.
That's right. Go. Did you see what we didn't talk about on the morning show? Did you see that the Colts are hiding Jim Irsay's issues?
Yeah, apparently he had a few.
Yeah. He relapsed several times, and they didn't mention it to anyone. So facts about his death are coming out. Apparently Jim Irsay was troubled in the final couple years of his life. They hit him because they didn't think it was newsworthy. And now doctors have to answer questions. It feels very much like the Michael Jackson stuff.
I was
going to
say, it reminds me of the Michael Jackson.
Yeah, where a doctor who's called a luxury recovery doctor has to explain how a guy died under his care. It's rough. And, of course, they're asking the new ownership, which is really just his. See, hear that? I told you. It's nuts out there. You can hear it.
Oh, the good thing I didn't bring my clubs.
Yeah, it would have been tough. It would have been a tough experience.
Are you going to be able to get here tonight? Because people are coming on their way to play fantasy football.
I think it's supposed to die down. But
yeah, hopefully you guys. Yeah, we got a group coming out. Eight people coming here.
Yeah, it's only supposed to rain for the next hour.
It's really coming down.
Yeah, if our fantasy football league is coming and are listening to the show right now, you heard Sean, it'll be okay. But, yeah, it's pretty bad out there right now. So if you're on the way, stay safe. And, of course, if you're just listening to us, and I don't know how it's affecting Houston, but stay safe out there. It's pretty ugly out here right now. So, yeah, I was looking at this story, and it's a lot of, hey, we can't tell you what's going on. We want to keep everything in the family. But doctors, this story is in the, if you want to see the whole thing, I believe it's in the Washington Post, Washington Post. It's talking about how Irsay was on a real downward spiral, and the family just needed to keep it quiet until he passed. I don't know. It's not something they wanted to make public, so that's ugly.
We're going to besmirch his name now.
I'm not going to besmirch his name. We're just
facts. Listen, he besmirched it enough when he was alive.
Yeah, I mean, how much more?
We don't need to do it anymore.
How much worse can we make it?
He did plenty.
Yeah. So we were talking
about. But D'Amico Ryans doesn't want us to speculate anymore. He doesn't want us to talk about this.
That's true. Do we really care about Irsay or don't we? Do we really care about Jim Irsay or don't we? Yeah.
I don't care about him.
Yeah, I know.
We don't care if one of the Colts beat writers, if he puts a couple back.
John, I got a real problem that we can make so many jokes about our head coach right now. His insistence on paying attention to things that don't matter bother me. This Joe Mixon thing. How they treated it makes no sense. It does. What was the end result? Oh, the guy we didn't want to talk about is going to miss at least a month of the season. When your head coach is focused on things like this that don't matter, I'm a little bothered by it. I need D'Amico to focus on football matters. And while the Joe Mixon thing kind of falls into that, this whole, hey, you guys don't care about the team, you don't care about the players, stop it.
Yeah.
Just coach the football team.
Well, and he's exactly wrong. The reason that we talk about Joe Mixon and his injury is because we do care about it.
A lot.
We care about the team.
A lot.
Right. And we want Joe Mixon there. I mean, it's kind of – listen, he doesn't get it. He's a football player and now a coach.
But he's been around the game for a long time.
The media is the enemy in a lot of instances. I mean, Nick Caserio, I'm sure he's poisoned
him. But we didn't see this last
year. New England way.
This is what I was going to ask. This wasn't a thing last year. Guys got hurt last year, and this was not his approach. Is this a Caserio influence? We wanted the D'Amico influence over the organization more than the Caserio, and then we're getting the opposite.
Yeah, I think didn't we see signs of this at all last year?
I mean, he was a guy. We talked about some of his things that he did when he answered questions. Lance pointed out how he will rephrase a question then answer it, but we didn't see a lot of this weird New England type of response to questions about the media's after us. You guys don't. I didn't hear him say once that you don't care about our players last year.
No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, well, did we have any injury issues that they wouldn't? And why are they not revealing? Who? What are you doing? Why are you not revealing it? Why? Yeah. I mean, he's got a bad ankle. Like, oh, this is a gigantic secret. We gotta keep secret.
The only reason they can get away with how they're treating this thing because it happened in the off season. It was away from football because. When it happens during the season, they have to be open about it because of, obviously, gambling and the rules. So this is their loophole to treat this like a state secret. I just hope now that it's out there, they're more focused on the important things like putting together a football team and a game plan. I don't know that it will take much of their focus away. I just think he caused an unnecessary distraction. But he's blaming everyone else for it.
It's the classic in chasing the lack of distraction, you just create a distraction where if – at the start of training camp, it was just, hey, we're not, you know, we're taking rehab slowly with Joe Mixon. We'll see where he's at the end of camp. And then, well, we PUP'd list him. We expect we'll reevaluate in 4 months or 4 weeks and see where he's at there. Like that, okay. Oh, all
yeah,
right.
That's fine.
How hard is this?
We're not asking for much.
No, that's typical football stuff. Yeah, it's fine.
It just keep pushing it back. Of we'll talk about it in another month, and then okay, that's fine.
And yet, it's like this gigantic secret. And we're not going to talk about it, but we don't want you guys to talk about it. You don't care about us.
But the facts.
I'm glad he. D'Amico gave us a lesson on J-School. He told us how journalism should work.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I appreciated that, although he would not like real journalism around his team. That would actually probably be a real problem. John, what's the plan tonight? You mentioned the Astros at 1. Yordan's not available tonight. He's not in the lineup, but we don't know why. Probably just a day off. A spot is set.
He's still got two hands, which is good.
True. They still remain after the home run. Hopefully, it's just a day off. We got McCullers going into the bullpen. That's where they say he likely, if he's going to help, that's where he's going to be. He may start the final
I've
game.
I've always
the
thought
series.
That's better for him anyway. Everybody's probably. Well, how is he going to bounce back? As opposed to throwing 80, 90 pitches, he's going to throw 30, and then he'll be better in 2 days.
And he hasn't done enough to establish himself as an actual starter. So he may start on Monday. That's to be announced, the final game of the Angels series. But we can expect him in the bullpen. But what's the plan for you today? You mentioned the Astros at 1. That's what you're going to watch. Of course, we got all the football.
Right.
Are you going to spend now that you are waiting for your poker, once you get off your poker game, are you going to spend like 9 to 10 hours here in the DraftKings Sportsbook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're going to be our MC, by the way.
Where else? What? I'm not MCing nothing.
For the draft.
I am not.
You're going to be the entertainment.
I am. Well, here's the thing. I probably will because I'm going to start drinking Coors Light.
This is what I'm saying.
Any second now.
When they get here, when the guys
Mapes, you're going to have a few Coors Lights with me?
Yeah, of course.
See? That's what I like. See, me and Mapesy, we hang. We drink some Coors Lights.
I'm thankful.
You
because
nothing.
I got a different plan. I'm gonna be here for the draft. We're gonna draft. We're gonna eat a little bit. I'm gonna try to allow John to distract and entertain. Let me get out of here about 10. Go get some from Lily's, and then you know
Lily's is closed all day.
That's a dagger.
That's the worst thing.
That is a dagger.
That's the worst thing.
What
about
are we
today.
Doing?
I don't know why, but it's closed on Thursdays.
I know theaters close on Mondays. What do they do? Why are restaurants closed on Thursdays?
Well, they take turns.
They
like rotate.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
You know,
right.
One day.
One day is the,
they probably don't get a lot of traffic on Sundays. That's I don't want to be here on Thursdays
anymore. I love
anymore.
Lily's. Too.
I love it.
I don't want to be here on Thursdays.
I don't want to be here Thursdays anymore. Hey, Christina, let's plan things around.
Tuesdays, we're coming.
Yeah. All right. That about closes it out. John Granato here making a guest appearance.
That's right. Let's start drinking, Del.
Whatever you say. If you want to drink with John, come
Let's
on out
go.
Here. Come on out here. He just told you. You're going to be here for like the next 10 hours drinking, watching TV, entertaining the masses. We're here in the DraftKings Sportsbook really all day because we got our draft, got Astros baseball, and, of course, all the college football. You can experience that as well. If you want to be here for an NFL weekend or a college football weekend, make your reservation. They're going to be busy. If you want to be part of that, call them up and get that done. So we're going to be here tomorrow as well. From 7 to 12, we'll talk about the day that was in college football on Thursday and get you ready for the weekend of games as well. So, for myself, for Sean, for John, we're done for the day. And if we're done for the day, what does that mean, AJ?
Texas is back, folks!
There we go.
What are we doing there on a Cougars Thursday? You play a Texas sounder?
I like that. Let's keep that energy.
We'll see what happens Saturday morning into afternoon. There it is.
Oh, okay. Let's hear fair and balanced.
There it is. I mean, I didn't hear any hurricane stuff, but it's probably not in the system. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow.